The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
The pressure from that trauma creates these magnificent 10 carat, sometimes 100 carat diamond, but they're hidden. So we show you how to find the treasure in the trauma. And when you do, your view of that trauma changes to where you can actually thank God from your heart, not just your brain, for what you went through.
Best-selling author Stephen Scott gives us 12 principles to help turn adversity and heartache into miraculous living. Next.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Sheila Walsh is with me, and we are excited. If you missed the other program with Stephen Scott talking about the Joseph Principles, well, when we're done here, you can go online, lifetoday.org. You can see all of our programs there, but I would encourage you because this is really good.
Yeah, it's
really
a fantastic book.
Now, Stephen, welcome back.
Thank you.
Great to have you again. This butterfly, we mentioned that on the last program, but we didn't get to explain it.
Yeah.
What is that about?
The butterfly has one perfectly developed wing, and the other has the structure of the wing, but the wing isn't fully developed. So that butterfly, no matter how hard it tries, no matter how hard it flaps those wings, will never get off the ground. In fact, he'll only go around in circles because he has one strong wing. That's how most people go through life. Even believers go through life. They don't realize what's available to them when they come into intimacy with God. So what we do in the Joseph Principles, it's Joseph's life. We see 13 or 12 attributes, but all the teaching is from Jesus himself, because the whole goal of life, according to Christ, only place where eternal life is defined, John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that they might intimately know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. So people know about God, even believers, you know, Bible study out the kazoo, go to church, worship, pray, but they've never come into that union that the Lord wants. When you come into an intimate union with Christ, and Christ shows us exactly how to do that, it's not a mystery. And that's what we get into in the chapter in the book called God's Love Language. We move into intimacy with him, and guess what? That other wing develops, and now we can fly and experience things, the miracles, the grace of God, the miracles of God like never before. So that's what the
One of the things I think is interesting about Joseph's story is that in the book of Acts, there's this verse that says, and God was with him and delivered him from all his troubles. 12 words took 13 years.
Yeah.
How do we go about digging for treasure in the midst of trauma? Because I'm thinking of people who've gone through things that are just like, how can I possibly see God?
You can't treasure hunt. We teach you how to treasure hunt your traumas. It's a counseling technique that Gary Smalley, my best friend, used his whole life. He taught me 40 years ago. And it's after the fact, not while you're in it. But you see, most people, when they go through a trauma, that creates a Mount Everest between them and God. So it is an obstacle. So we got to take that obstacle down, because Paul says, in all things and for all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. But how can I do that? How can I possibly thank God for that? Okay, so that becomes an obstacle. Well, when you treasure hunt, you find out that that trauma, every single trauma you've ever been through, and you've been through some, I've been through some, Randy's been through some, every trauma, the pressure from that trauma creates these magnificent 10 carat, sometimes 100 carat diamond, but they're hidden. So we show you how to find the treasure in the trauma. And when you do, your view of that trauma changes to where you can actually thank God from your heart, not just your brain, for what you went through. And we've done that with women who have been abused, women who, you know, the book gives one example of Gary talking to a woman who was married to a professional football player, and they were both believers and they loved each other, but their marriage was going down. And they traced it real quick. It only took about 5 minutes to figure out that she had experienced this terrible trauma when she was a child. From the age of 6 to 16, she was sexually abused by her dad every single day. Then she left home at 16. And And yet when Gary treasured, so she had been under that weight her whole life and didn't even know it. She was melancholy. She went through life like this, right? And when they treasure hunted, she found about 6 diamonds, and we get into that in that chapter. And it was like, oh my gosh. And then she could, Lord, you know, you never thank God for evil, but you thank him for how he can use that to bring you into more intimacy with him. And that's what happened that fast.
Wow.
And we actually had somebody that I shared the manuscript with who something very similar had happened to her in Costa Rica. And it delivered her overnight to where she could go to her dad who had just gotten out of prison. And she had this incredible forgiveness. We get into that in the book. And he saw the love of Christ and the forgiveness of Christ he had never seen. And he had about 4 months to live. And he said, wow. Is there any way God could ever forgive me for the terrible things I did? And he came to Christ. And that last 4 months, she finally had the dad of her dreams because she had treasure hunted.
And there are many of these things that tend to get in the way, but definitely get in the way of our relationship with God, that intimacy that you're talking about. And we dealt with a lot of those in the last program, worry, fear, sorrow, grief, and of course, unforgiveness. When you get through all that and we talk about, you know, these are all emotional things.
Right.
And we talk about, okay, I need to love God. I know for a lot of people, especially men, it's like, okay, you know, the emotions, it just, there's a point where the emotions just...
They don't deliver.
Does that really get us where we need to get?
No. Emotions have nothing to do with loving God, okay?
Well, okay.
It's a different love language.
Yeah. That, a lot of people don't understand what you just said.
No. Jesus revealed God's love language in John. At the Last Supper, he was going to leave the disciples. They were panicking. He knew they wouldn't remember a thing he said, but he said, don't worry, because the Holy Spirit's going to come and he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance whatsoever things I've said unto you. And so he wasn't worried about it, but they were. And he said, I'm going to show you how you can have intimacy. Mm-hmm. Intimacy is going into a union with me and the Father when I'm gone. I mean, is that a revolution? They didn't have long-distance calling.
Right.
They didn't have cell phones. He's going to heaven. They're on earth. How on earth can they move into that intimacy?
Right.
Well, he revealed God's love language. The love language is he who hears these teachings of mine and does them, he it is who loves me. So we love him, not just with our emotions or worship. Worship's nice, but it's not God's love language. We love him by hearing what Jesus said, not the whole Bible, I'm sorry, but here he's talking about what he said, and hearing what he said, and then by faith, empowered by grace, doing what he said. Not doing it once and for all for life, and now I'm a new person, but one step at a time, one moment at a time. How we can come into the moment with Christ and do what he says. So somebody does something mean toward me, they're an enemy, they hate me. Jesus tells me what to do. He doesn't say, have a kumbaya moment with him. No, these guys want to kill me, okay? But what he says, pray for those who hate you, who despitefully use you and abuse you. Can I do that? Yeah.
You know, that it's interesting because I think a lot of men do struggle with, you know, their spiritual life or whatever because they do associate it with feelings.
Yes.
Whereas men tend to be doers. And it's not exclusive. I get it. But you're suggesting that if we want to really radically change our own lives, which will then impact our families, as men especially, but women too, anybody, we just have to hear Jesus' words, which are written in the Bible, and do them?
Yes. That's how we love him. See, my love language is words of affirmation. So you could bring me a brand new $140,000 Patek Philippe watch. Steve, on behalf of, we want to give that to you.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. It's the most expensive watch out there.
Okay.
And so Sheila, on the other hand, my love language is words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Sheila could pull me back after the show and say, you know what, you said something that so blessed me today.
Yeah.
I would experience more joy and love from her than from that watch.
And you're more likely to get that today.
And so God This is great news for men, because we men, we go to a worship service and all the women are crying and they're lifting up their hands, and here we are, you know, we're trying to enter into it, but we just don't have that feeling. It's not feeling. Mm. Forgiveness isn't feeling. Everybody has the wrong concept of forgiveness if they don't know what Jesus said about it. To forgive doesn't mean to reunite. It doesn't mean reconciliation necessarily. It doesn't mean feeling good. It simply literally means the word in the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek means to untie and release. Hmm. And then that's a behavior. We choose to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And we grant them a pardon for their offense toward me. And once you've done that, you're now forgiving the way God forgives us. Mm. God doesn't forgive us by saying, oh, I love you. No, He forgives us by sending His own Son. Mm. See, there's an action. Mm-hmm. We love Him the same way He loves us, by doing, not just saying or feeling.
Yeah.
That's liberating for men. Mm-hmm. When I discovered this for myself, man, all of a sudden, I was set free. Mm. Because I had had probably 30 years of feeling guilty that I didn't have feelings. And now I realize when I write a book, when I minister to somebody on a plane like yesterday coming here, okay, I'm telling him about the Lord Jesus. Turns out he's a Christian, but he's not into a level of intimacy he wants to be in.
Yeah.
So I'm doing what Christ told me to do.
Right.
That's loving the Father.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what he said.
That's great.
Yeah.
One of the most powerful things you write about in here that has been really life-changing for me is embracing the sovereignty of God, which means whatever happens, the good, the bad, the things I understand, the things I don't, I can say, I've got it tattooed in my arm. I can say, yes, Lord, in every moment. And I think when you understand that, that changes everything.
It does when you realize I just have to do it one moment at a time.
Yeah.
That I don't, you know, I mean, my friend whose daughter was murdered, she can't have any emotional feelings about that man that killed her daughter. Okay? She can't, I mean, honestly, she can't say, I forgive him for the rest of my life. No, but she can forgive him in the moment she's in. She can release him. Even though he committed suicide, she's still under that bondage, so she can release him. And that's when people realize how pragmatic Jesus is. Jesus made 1,900 statements recorded in the gospel. I can find very few Christians that can count, give me 100 of them, okay? And yet they are the very basis for doing what God wants us to do, for growing our faith, for walking by faith, the words of Christ. He said, my words are spirit and they're life. All other words are information and they may bless us, but Jesus' words literally infuse His spirit and life into us. So we get into that. We share 21 promises that Jesus made about His words that He didn't make about the rest of the Word of God. He's very specific.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. All sorts of reasons to get the book, and we're going to tell you how to get it. There's a couple things in there I want you to spell out for our audience, because you call them reset buttons.
Yeah.
And I thought this was very, when we talked before, I thought this was very helpful, very practical, and very important.
Yeah, this is how you come into the moment. 50% of our time is spent either in the future. Future can be 10 minutes from now, what's for dinner. Past can be an hour ago when my wife might have said something that really hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jesus said, knock it off. Stay out of the future, stay out of the past, come into the moment that you're in. But how do I do that? Mm-hmm. He gives us three reset buttons. Number one, this is all in John 4:35. You want to write that down, John 4:35. He says, do you not say there are 4 months and then come the harvest? Yeah. They're waiting for the next big thing of Christ. No. He said, behold, lift up your eyes. Look at the fields right in front of you. They're white for harvest right now. And so harvest what's in front of you. So we look up. So my mind's thinking about, okay, am I going to make my flight? No, come out of that. You're in the moment with Randy and Sheila. So come into the moment. So I reset by lifting up my eyes, who's in front of me, realizing that in those lives there's a harvest.
Yeah.
It's not for me to always be preaching and teaching. Sheila might need a shoulder to cry on. Mm. You might need an ear to listen. Mm-hmm. Somebody else might need an encouraging word. See, what Christ is calling me to do is to be Him in the moment I'm in.
Yeah.
to be his ear, to be his arms, to be his voice. And every situation's different. I've stopped men in the airport that were on their way to a deployment, and I talk about that in the book. It's not uncommon. If I see a guy walking through in fatigues, I stop him. I say, may I pray for you right now? It'll only take a minute. Well, first I say, I just want to thank you on behalf of me, my wife, my seven kids, my 14 grandkids. We live the life we live because of you. Mm-hmm. So thank you. And they usually appreciate that because I'm being totally sincere. Mm-hmm. Then I say, can I pray for you? It'll only take a minute. And they always say yes. And right there in the airport, we bow our heads. I say about a 1 minute prayer. They look up. They always have tears in their eyes. And they say, I'm going to my deployment a different person than I was before you prayed for me. See, it's living in the moment.
I love that.
Living in the moment. The person that's behind the desk of the office you walk into. Hey, how you doing? How are your kids, Sheila? How's everything going?
Right.
You know, I'm coming into the moment. You see those white fields. There's a whole chapter on how we come into the moment with Christ, because God dwells in the moment we're in, not future or past. All miracles happen in the moment we're in. Mm-hmm. And we bless the lives of other people.
It gives me chills.
No, it's life-changing.
Yeah, I mean, really.
You can change your life today just by learning to be present with God in the moment you're in.
That's great.
You know, I'm thinking of, you know, since the whole COVID thing, a lot of people talk about fear and anxiety and depression. But living in the moment would shift that?
Oh, it does. It changes. Because here's the red flags. See, red flags tell us if we're in the future or past. The red flags that our mind is in the future, worry, anxiety, stress, fear, anticipation. Mm. What tells us we're in the past, anger, bitterness, resentment, discouragement, despair, grief.
Yeah. Regret.
Regret, yes. All those are flags saying, come into the moment, come into the moment. So you hit one of those three reset buttons. Yeah. Paul gives us a fourth. In Philippians 4, 6, and 7, he said, and we get into that, I call it the prayer diamond. And he says, be anxious for nothing. Well, how the heck can I be anxious for nothing? They're going to take my car away tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, be anxious for nothing. What he's really saying, don't hold anything back with God. Be transparent. But in everything, through prayer and petitioning, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will mount guard over your heart and mind. So what he's saying is pray. So if I'm having a hard time being in the moment, what do I do? I don't see anybody in front of me. It's just me in my office. Nobody's around. What do I do? Father, thank you. I need you right now. Help me to be in this moment with you instead of stressing over this or that. Mm-hmm. See? So that's the fourth reset button.
Yeah.
Well, does that help? Does that answer your question?
Gosh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
But I think one thing that will be really apparent is you need this book for yourself, because honestly, there's so much more. We could do 20 shows.
I've got a couple more points here we didn't get to.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Do you want to get one in?
You just have to get the book.
You have to get the book. And we're going to tell you how you can get your very own copy. But first of all, we'd love to invite you into the privilege of helping others who are in a desperate, dark place right now. We get to do this. Would you watch this?
Hi, I'm Tokana M. Hi, Tunity Bonham and Swat Ku, Jeanette Sumke. Alone, I'm from my Bonham Ku, Jeanette Sumke, Katu Hotra, Bonham Ku, Moya Porn, Bean, Hype Chun, Rabai Kat, our Canada Norm. អរណាកាសសំកេរៀងវិញឆ្ងាយតិចពួកយើងត្រូវតែមើលទាំងអស់ទីតាំងរបស់ផ្ទះបងនឹងហើយម៉ោងចេញចូលពួកគាត់ទាំងភ្នៀវហើយយើងត្រូវតែមើលថាពួកគាត់បើកម៉ោងប្រហែលបិទម៉ោងប្រហែលឬក៏យើងអាចយកព័ត៌មានចាំពួកគាត់ឈ្មោះអីអាយុអីគាត់ទៅស្វែងយល់ថាម៉េចគាត់អាយុប្រហែល
Sophia SWAT team will work with the local authorities to breach the brothel, arrest, and eventually prosecute the guilty individuals. And above all, make sure all the exploited girls and boys are rescued. Sophia is such a valued member of the SWAT team because she knows all too well how these victims feel. Sophia herself was once trafficked into a brothel.
វាអត់មានជាបញ្ហាសម្រាប់ខ្ញុំទេពីមុនមែនខ្ញុំទទួលស្គាល់ថាខ្ញុំពិបាកនឹងនិយាយណាស់មិនថាតែអ្នកឆ្ងាយហើយអ្នកជុំវិញខ្ញុំក៏ខ្ញុំលាក់ចិត្តដែរប៉ុន្តែដូចខ្ញុំឆ្លងផុតឆ្លងកាត់រឿងអតីតកាលមកអញ្ចឹងខ្ញុំឆងនិយាយមកគាត់ពេលដែលគាត់និយាយថាបងឯងមិនខ្ញុំទេខ្ញុំអាចនិយាយមកគាត់ថាអូនណាទេបងដូចណាអញ្ចឹងប៉ុន្តែបងឆ្លងផុតបងជោគជ័យបងព្យាបាលខ្លួនឯងបាន បំផ្លាបំប្រាយគំនិតរបស់ខ្ញុំគាត់ថាវាមិនអាក្រក់ទេវាជាមេរៀនមួយដ៏ល្អបំផុតសម្រាប់ជួយអ្នកដទៃ
After all the women, girls and boys are rescued and cared for, their healing can begin. Life Outreach has partnered with local missionaries in several different countries to provide a safe place for them to live, receive an education and job training. And most importantly, each one is shown the hope that comes from being a cherished son or daughter of God.
ទីបញ្ចប់ចុងក្រោយគឺយើងអធិដ្ឋានយើងអធិដ្ឋានយើងថ្វាយទៅព្រះទាំងអស់ពីព្រោះយើងដឹងថាសប្តាហ៍នេះយើងធ្វើការមិនមែនដើម្បីខ្លួនឯងទេគឺដើម្បីព្រះព្រោះព្រះអង្គប្រើយើងអញ្ចឹងយើងធ្វើឲ្យល្អបំផុត
One of the things that's so clear to me is God is a redeemer. God is someone who wants to take the worst that has ever happened in your life. And when it's offered up to him, he does things that only he can do. He redeems our suffering. And that's one of the things that we care passionately about through Rescue Life. When I first became involved in the ministry, I was so amazed by how clearly outlined everything was. Reach.Rescue, restore, reach. We go into the villages and we talk to these children. We tell them things that you think no child should know this, but it might be the most important lesson that they ever learn. Then rescue. We literally go in at midnight and kick down doors. It's like being James Bond for Jesus. It's amazing and have the traffickers arrested and these precious children brought to a place like House of Destiny where they can be restored and find out that they're loved by God. This is happeningright now. I mean, the traffickers are very well organized, very well funded. It's a billion-dollar industry. But we are Jesus' boots on the ground at this moment. It's no accident that you and I are on the earth at this moment, and it's for a purpose. And Randy, I want us to be part of that redemption.
We are, and you know, Stephen Scott would call it the big flip, where we take a really bad situation and God comes in,and great things come out of it. And, you know, God can do that on His own. He has. But so often when you look in Scripture, He needs a Joseph. He needs someone who will say, yes, God, I'm willing to be your agent of change, your agent of redemption on this earth. That's what He has done through so many of the partners of Life Outreach, many of you watching, but that's what He wants to do again. Here's how it works. The average cost to reach, rescue, or restoreone child is $128. That's based on our operations across the country, here in the United States, as well as across the world in these other areas where they don't have the support that we have here. Through a matching gift of many of our friends, longstanding friends, their matching gift of $320,000 means that your gift today of $64will reach, rescue, or restore one child. Many of you can do more than that, and I hope you will. A gift of $128 will reach, rescue, restore two children. Many of you can do far more than that. Your gift of $1,280 today will reach, rescue, or restore 20 children on average. I'm asking that you do as Joseph did, which is to say, Lord,I want to be a vessel of your grace, of your redemption, of your salvation. Will you go online or go to the phones today and make the very best gift that you can and know that we are God's agents of rescue, His agents of restoring. We can only do it with your help. Go online or go to the phones today. Make the best gift you can.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you I Hear His Whisper, Each entry in this beautiful 365-day devotional will encourage you with words of comfort, joy, and love as you encounter God's heart and hear His gentle voice. With a gift of $128 or more, you'll receive What Does Your Jesus Look Like? This captivating book by sculptor Scott Stearman shares compelling stories and beautiful images, revealing how we can be the image of Christ to a watching world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
As you've seen today, the world of human trafficking is dark and it's evil. And it breaks my heart knowing that there's boys and girls in various places of the world, and at this very moment, they're being abused and they're being forced into slavery. God hears their cries. He is the father to the fatherless. He is the defender of the weak. He is the defender of the poor and the oppressed. And so we pray that you will stand in the gap for these children. So please do what you can do. Call the number, go online and just make the best gift that you can. And you will be saving their lives and providing each one of these kids with a new life.
Thank you so much. If the lines are busy, please keep calling. Let's be determined in this. And remember, for any gift at all, you can request your own copy of Stephen's book, The Joseph Principles. It is a fabulous book.
It is, and unfortunately, there's a couple things we didn't get to, Steve. What do you want people just to walk away with right now in the moment?
Come into intimacy with Christ. Don't know about Him. Come into Him. Get into the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We have His entire life recorded. We have 1,900 statements that are spirit and life and can literally bring us into that intimacy with Christ and the Father that we can't find any other way.
I love it, love it. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for being with us. We'll see you again next time here on Life Today.
Bye. I'll be your
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience.
God gave me these beautiful children, and I'm hurting them.
Irene Rollins' Secret Addiction, next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.